Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Three House chairmen issued a subpoena for Energy Secretary Rick Perry as part of the House impeachment inquiry. NPR's Susan Davis has more.
In a letter to Perry, lawmakers say they want to know more about the Energy Secretary's communications with Ukrainian officials. They're requesting any documents related to Perry's knowledge of the July 25th phone call between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. Perry's acknowledged he encouraged Trump to make that call. They also want all records related to meetings and discussions with the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. They gave Perry an October 18th deadline. It's unclear if he will comply because the White House has already declared it will not cooperate with the investigation and have been directing others not to either. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.
Meanwhile, two associates of President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, were arrested on campaign finance violations, and later House investigators subpoenaed them also as part of their impeachment inquiry. The men were arrested on a four-count indictment, including conspiracy and making false statements to the FEC. Ukraine's president says there was no blackmail in his phone conversation with President Trump that triggered that impeachment inquiry. As NPR's Lucian Kim reports from Kiev, Zelensky used a marathon press conference to smooth over relations with the U.S.
President Zelensky responded to criticism he's avoiding the press by briefing journalists all day in a trendy Kiev food market. Surrounded by pizzas and burgers, Ukraine's new president took questions on domestic and foreign policy. Zelensky said the topic of U.S. military aid to Ukraine did not come up during his July phone call with President Trump. He reiterated that Ukraine is not interested in supporting any U.S. politician. Asked if he believes the last Ukrainian government interfered in the 2016 U.S. elections, Zelensky said he didn't know, but that there should be a Ukrainian investigation. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Kyiv.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is condemning Turkey's incursion into Kurdish parts of Syria after the pullout of U.S. forces. Naomi Zevaloff has more.
In a statement, Netanyahu warned against the, quote, ethnic cleansing of the Kurds. He said that Israel is, quote, prepared to extend humanitarian assistance to the gallant Kurdish people. Netanyahu, who has had a close relationship with U.S. President Donald Trump, stopped short of criticizing the president for pulling back U.S. troops ahead of Turkey's incursion. Trump denies he abandoned Syrian Kurds who have been key U.S. allies, but the move has been sharply criticized by some Israeli commentators who warn it shows the U.S. president is an unreliable ally. In the Israeli daily Yediot Ahronot, Orly Azoulay wrote, "Today it's the Kurds, tomorrow it's us." For NPR News, I'm Naomi Zevaloff in Tel Aviv.
And you're listening to NPR News. In their first high-level meeting since July, top negotiators for the U.S. and China met in Washington today, trying to end the now 15-month-long trade war that's weighing on the global economy. President Trump says he'll meet with the leader of the Chinese negotiating team at the White House tomorrow. The U.S. has imposed tariffs on more than $360 billion worth of Chinese goods, and more are scheduled to take effect next week. China responded with tariffs on U.S. goods with the focus on farm products. The federal government is issuing new guidelines for prescribing opioids. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports they're aimed at clearing up confusion on how or whether to take people off the drugs.
There's no doubt that opioids have been overprescribed, but in the haste to reduce the number of people taking them, critics say some chronic pain patients have been forced to abruptly taper or stop using them. Now, the new guidelines say doctors need to consider each patient individually and go slowly. Here's Admiral Brett Gerwah of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
There is a very large body of data that would say that abrupt discontinuation or abrupt reduction in dosage can be harmful to patients.
For some patients, the benefits of long-term use at the lowest possible dose can outweigh the harms. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.
Asian markets are trading higher at this hour. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong up 1.1%. The Nikkei in Japan is up 0.9%. The Asia Dow is also up 1.1%. Wall Street higher by the closing bell. The Dow up 150 points. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.